Right. Any folk, particularly the children, like to tell me what Christmas presents they got, they received? Does this silence mean none of you have opened your Christmas presents? Anyone going to tell us what presents you received? Jasmine. Abby, sorry. You got a camel.
Camera.
A camera. Abby, perhaps you'll get a camel next year. Les. I am not hearing well this morning. I don't know what's happened, but... Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Toby. Yes, a train. Now, they're from the Reverend W.E. Audrey train books, aren't they? Thomas the Tank Engine, right. Yes, yeah. 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 Very nice. Yes. Anyone else like to share what they received? Bert.
Don't get frightened. They may get frightened when I appear. I'm afraid. David, I brought a gift that, not for you, by the way. I've needed replacement over the years, and I was delighted this morning when my wife, it's a big bag, by the way, you see the reason why. You see that? That's to go with my big overcoat. Next year I will have been married to Liz. The unfortunate thing is she'd been married to me for the last 50 years. Oh. But there's a label on here that seems to, confuses me, because if I put this on, you see, it's large. And I can't understand why she thinks I've got a large head.
Bert, I wouldn't know.
Right, thank you. Big head, you know.
Well, it's certainly an interesting assortment of toys for this Christmas. Anyone else wish to tell us what they received? Jason?
I got a Lego set.
Oh, very good. Yes. A Lego truck. Yes, very good. That's nice. That'll keep you busy, Jason. It'll only take you 5 minutes to put together. It would take me a lot longer. Well, that's a very interesting assortment of Christmas presents we've heard. This morning I'm going to tell you what I understand is a true story from the Second World War. A 12-year-old boy was with his mother in a remote part of Hertgen Wood, and the Second World War was waging. They had hoped that the husband and father would be with them for Christmas time, but he was serving at a nearby town as an air raid warden, and he'd told his wife and son to go to the cottage where he thought they'd be safe. And there they were on Christmas Eve, and there was a knock at the door, and the young man opened it, and he saw two soldiers, and a third was on the ground, obviously wounded. And the mother came, and she recognised them as the enemy. They were Americans. They were armed as well, and so she knew they could have forced their way in. But they simply pleaded to come into the cottage, to stay and to get some warmth. They were very young, and she welcomed them in. They had a big rooster, which she was going to have killed for Christmas dinner. But as her husband wouldn't be with them, she decided to save the big rooster called Herman, after Hermann Göring, whom the mother despised, to New Year, when they hoped their husband would be back with them. And they killed Herman, and the boy also got some potatoes, and they began to make a meal for the three American soldiers. They were lost, hungry, and exhausted. And before they ate, the mother told her son to fetch a bucket of snow and to get the Americans to put their fingers and their feet in the snow, and for the son to massage them to bring them back to life. Communication was hard because none of the young Americans could speak German. But the mother managed to communicate a bit with them through speaking French. And the meal was about to be served up when there was another knock at the door. And the mother thought, some more lost American soldiers. And so she went and opened it. This time, four young soldiers. But she recognised the uniform. They were German. They were our boys. And they asked to stay for the night, for they too had lost track of their unit. And the mother was even more afraid. And she said, yes, come in, but I have three other guests whom you certainly won't regard as friends. And the older soldier, the corporal who was in charge, asked who they were, and she replied, Americans. And then with a strict voice, the mother said, it's Christmas Eve, there's to be no shooting in my house on Christmas Eve. All of you are old enough, simply to be my sons. And she said to them, put down your weapons on the pile of wood. And after a moment's tension, the German soldiers did that. They put down their pistols, rifles, machine gun, and hand grenade. And they went into the main room. And there they saw the three Americans, two seated and the other lying down. And the mother instructed them to sit on the three chairs, and also four of them could sit on the bed. And she told her son to get some more potatoes and oats to fill out the meal. And then the meal was served. And when the mother came back from the kitchen, she saw that one of the young Germans had put his glasses on and was inspecting the wound of the injured American. And she said to him, are you a paramedic? And he said, no, but I was a medical student at Heidelberg before I entered the army. And he looked at the wounded American soldier and said that the wound wasn't infected and what he needed was rest and food. He also spoke fluent English. And having looked at the wounded American soldier, the tension eased. And they all ate that Christmas Eve together. And then when the meal was over and it was approaching midnight, the mother invited all these soldiers to step outside to the door, and as was their tradition, to look for the Star of Bethlehem. And this they did. And then they went back into the cottage and they slept. In the morning, the wounded soldier was well enough to take a bit of food, and so the mother fed him. And then she got them talking, and the German corporal showed on the back the map to the Americans where they were and how they could return to their unit. And one of the Americans said, well, why shouldn't we go to that town? That's where our soldiers were. And the corporal said, no, don't go there. We've retaken it. And then they took up their weapons and they shook each other's hands and they left, but going in different directions. And after they'd left, the mother took out the family Bible and she read the Christmas story about the birth of the baby Jesus, the visit of the shepherds, the star, and the visit of the wise men, and ending with the words that they departed to their own country, going another way.